feel to be out here?
I feel great. Yeah. I feel great to be back on the field, back around my teammates and things of that sort. Just being around football, I feel good to be back.
So when you were join the Raiders, actually before when you met with the coaching staff, you had said that you really hit it off and you put a plan in place. What were the first steps of that plan, and have you started it already?
As far as what?
You just said that you guys had put a plan in place to, I'm not sure what extent, but...
Just coming in, getting around vets and things of that sort, and me and Bruce talked already, we exchanged numbers and things of that sort, so we started with that.
Any reason behind number 99?
No. I mean, it was just you got some of the greats, Warren Sapp, Jason Taylor, Aldis Smith. You got a lot of greats that wore that number, so I said, why not wear it?
What are sort of impressions of two defensive tackles you guys drafted? Hurst and Hall.
What are my impressions?
Yeah, impressions of them,
Demeto. Oh, great guys. They're good on the film. They got great film. One went to Michigan. You got PJ. He went to a small school, but you can see the talent that he has and the potential that he has.
Coaches talked about wanting to get a lot more of the pass rush this year. You three guys sort of take that on your shoulders, and you guys are going to be part of that.
Oh yeah, definitely. That's the mind and goal we have. That's the combination of the goal we have to be out there together and stay together.
Are there any pass rushers that you liked watching when you were growing up? Anybody whose style that you?
Oh yeah, Khalil Mack, Bruce Irvin, Jason Taylor. Jason Taylor, huh? Nah, they're not old, but I mean, Bruce's been in the league for 8 years now, so you know. But Jason Taylor, Derek Thomas. You have Robert Quinn. I mean, Aaron Donald. I mean, I can keep going. We can be here all day. I can keep going.
Do you like to watch other guys and kind of maybe watch their film and be like, that's a good move. I can add that.
I always watch to add more moves to my arsenal to see what I can use. A lot of those moves, like Aaron Donald uses, I won't use because he's in the 3-tech and he has used more power and things of that sort. But some of the moves that he used, I try to use in practice and things of that sort.
As an edge rusher, what does it do for you when you have inside guys who can get to the quarterback, who can pressure? How much is that?
Oh, we all work together. Yeah. I mean, if you got edge rushers that get into the quarterback and the quarterback step up, inside guys get the sack. Got the inside rushers that get into the quarterback and make the quarterback roll out, the edge rushers get the sack. So we all work together.
How much have you been able to familiarize yourself since becoming a Raider about the organization and its history?
I've been good. I mean, they give us booklets of the history of the organization, things of that sort. So it's on us to study it. And John Gruden, he wants us to study and get to know the history of behind the Raiders.
It's kind of hard shifting gears to think of John Gruden as a coach instead of the guy on Monday Night Football.
Oh, no.
No? What do you know about John Gruden as a coach then? I mean, it's been over 10 years.
I mean, he won a Super Bowl with Tampa. He coached Warren Sapp, Simeon Rice, the guy that I looked up and watched pass rush. So I know a little bit about John Gruden.
What are your early impressions of Tom Shaw and the strength and conditioning staff, and maybe any early goals that have been set in terms of your work in that weight room?
Oh, I kind of been on Tom Shaw. We had a lot of LSU guys go out to his facility and train with him, so they brought back knowledge on what Tom Shaw has taught them, so I kind of knew him but didn't get a chance to meet him. So it's just been like I've been knowing him, and the goal is just to get stronger, make sure my shoulders and things of that sort are right, and just get stronger.
How is the shoulder? Where is it at now?
Oh, it's good now. It's just strengthening.
Having watched Bruce Irvin and now having met him, what do you hope to sort of pick up from him or learn from him when you guys get
how to be a pro?
Is there anything specific to that, or are you just hoping he's going
to
show you?
All around game, how to be a pro, how to just a lot of pass rush skills as far as, because there's still some things that I don't know as far as pass rush and things of this sort that he know. I mean, he's an 8-year vet, so he knows a lot that I don't know. I'm just a rookie.
Do you know the path he took to get to where he is?
Yeah, like, I know a couple of stories. I mean, we're from the same area, yeah. So I know a little bit about him.
You feel like you got a... You got something to prove or a chip on your shoulder coming in here?
No. Just stay on the straight path. Talent was not the reason why none of this happened. Off the field issues, and we set a plan, and I trust them, and they trust me. So we're just gonna keep on moving with the plan.
Gruden talked about your two 2016 film two seasons ago, just what you showed, you know, one of the best edge rushers in the nation.
Yes, sir.
And then last year, maybe the film wasn't quite to that level, maybe weight-wise, weren't quite where you wanted to be.
Yeah.
Where are you now, and kind of what has this offseason after your college year allowed you to do to kind of just be where you want to be?
I'm back to my 2016 season. Got down, lost the weight, been in shape, been getting in shape and things of that sort. And now it's time to put the pads on and show it.
What was your weight in 16, and where was it last year and back now? Like, what's kind of weight fluctuation over that?
245 last year, between 245, 250. Right now I'm 246, so.